Thanksgiving normally marks the start of the ski season, but like the holiday season itself, it's been creeping earlier and earlier. This year, resorts from Canada to California to Colorado are boasting some of their earliest ever openings. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC visited Arapahoe Basin in Colorado, which opened in early October, the earliest in its 63-year history.
Woo! The basin.
It's only mid-November, but imagine already logging 38 days of skiing. Ralph Hoyt doesn't need to imagine.
If I can, I'm going to ski every day.
Hoyt moved to Colorado from Florida a year ago and quickly caught on to the local diehard ski culture.
Sadly, before it even started snowing, I was hitting the ice rink in Breckenridge and bringing their snow to my house, so I've been had a pretty good head start.
But he's happily making turns on the real stuff now. Enough snow has fallen to tempt a big crowd of powder-hungry skiers to the hills.
Front row!
Today it looks like any other busy January day at the bottom of the exhibition chairlift.
This is my first chair ride up.
Yes. All right.
On the lift, snowboarder Mike Cliff of Denver scans the rocky snow-covered peaks along the resort's famed east wall. The cliffs and steep chutes above treeline are Arapahoe, or as locals call it, A-Basin's namesake. It's a bastion for extreme skiing.
Yeah, I've never actually hiked to the top, but I've traversed down low and dropped in. Still haven't got enough courage to hit the top yet, though.
And he probably won't today, either.
Might not hit it hard till probably end of November, December, but I'd definitely like to get a couple days in before then.
Sort of warm up the legs a bit.
Exactly.
Woohoo, it's snowing!
Jennifer Kay is giggling and squinting in the light snow. She's just skidded to a hockey-style stop midway down the Durkham's Gulch run.
I just skied down a blue run from the top of A Basin. I don't know the name.
How was it?
It was good, yeah. Pretty decent snow.
This, too, is Kay's first day on the mountain, and she's excited that she can ski from top to bottom even this early in the year.
Yeah, well, we had a big snowstorm in Boulder. We had close to 2 feet just a couple weeks ago, so it's actually not my first time skiing. I skied in Boulder.
Further down the mountain along the Ramrod Run, Robbie Bundred is taking a breather, something that's recommended at 11,500 feet.
It's not a holiday or anything like that, so we just took a weekend to come up here, snow ski. Get some snow. We needed it. It's a good break.
The Bundrants are up from Houston visiting friends. They jumped on some early season deals at A-Basin and nearby Breckenridge.
We bought skis while we were here, and we bought skis for one of the other guys' daughters, and I bought new skis and boots because it just was a good time to buy. Spend some money, keep the economy moving.
That's what recession-wary resorts want to hear. Ski areas across the West saw their business take a big hit last year, and they're hoping all the early season snow will get people thinking about booking ski vacations this year.
All right, so all this chatter about how fun it is out here has made me want to get a piece of the action. So here it goes. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in a tuck at A Basin in Colorado.